Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
My final guest of the morning is online. He is Ariel Seidman. He is currently the charge d'affaires at the Embassy of Israel in South Africa, the highest ranking diplomat in South Africa. And we're going to talk about Israel-Jewish community relations, not just with South Africa, but both worldwide. So Ariel Seidman, thank you for chatting to me on Chai FM this morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I want to start right at the very beginning before we hop into the issue. Israeli embassy, you're a representative of the embassy. Where do we stand in terms of having an embassy or not having an embassy in South Africa at the moment?
Well, the embassy has been here the whole time. I know there have been rumors about the embassy closing, but it never closed. Of course, we all know there was decision in parliament to close the embassy back in 2023, but that was never, the president never signed it. So the embassy has never been closed and we're here. We don't have an ambassador and neither does South Africa have an ambassador in Israel, but okay. The embassy is operational.
Okay. That clarifies a lot. Thank you for that. So now let's get on to the business of the day, which was a horrific, awful terror attack in Bondi on Sunday. I think Israel's coming to focus for many Jews worldwide. For whatever reason, it's nice under the current circumstances to stop perceiving oneself as a victim and to perceive as oneself as belonging and identifying with a strong, resilient country with an incredible economy and remarkable and resilient people. So what I wanted to say is, in my lifetime, the relationship between Israel and the diaspora Jews has almost flipped. It started in the olden days with us donating money and supporting Israel. It's almost become the other way around now. And I'm wondering how Israel views its role currently vis-a-vis diaspora communities worldwide and how it feels it could assist, if in fact it feels it should assist, us to somehow get over this really challenging and difficult time we find ourselves in.
Yeah, so I mean, Israel has obviously always been the land of the Jews, right? It's been the land of the Jews everywhere, not only the Jews in Israel. And part of the mandate of the foreign ministry and the mandate of the embassies is also relationship with the Jewish diaspora. So that has always been there. Now, of course, as you said correctly, during the early stages of the state, it was more of a situation where the Jewish diaspora around the world assisted Israel in many ways. And they still are, by the way. The Jewish diaspora is still very, very instrumental for Israel in many, many aspects. But I want to say that in the past probably decade or two, but definitely, since the October 7th attack, we're seeing something else. We're seeing a huge rise of anti-Semitism all across the world, mostly the Western world, by the way, but not only. And that is, I don't want to say forcing the Jews, but that is making the Jews face a certain reality which they were not aware of, either wasn't there or they were just not aware of it, of their belonging to the state of Israel and Israel being a safe haven for Jews. That is not to say that Jews cannot be safe elsewhere, but that is to say that Jewish people have a place where is theirs, right? Where they not only belong, but they own. And this is a place where they are safe. So as you mentioned correctly, recently, I think more and more Jews around the world are feeling more connected to Israel and feeling more belonging to Israel. And by the way, there are pretty big numbers of Aliyah. Unfortunately, I didn't plan for this question, so I didn't prepare the numbers, but there have been significant numbers of Jews making Aliyah to Israel in the past 2 years during a war, which is quite surprising.
It is surprising, but what's even more surprising is the number of Israelis leaving Israel over this period, which is completely disheartening and really upsetting. It's not something one would be expecting over a period like this.
Yeah, a lot of people are leaving Israel, unfortunately. It's still too early to say how many of them left permanently and how many of them just left, you know, for a while and to cool down. And, you know, being in a country in war is not easy. So I completely understand those people. Yeah. And I think from people I've known, I've seen Facebook posts, etc. But all people are leaving with a very heavy heart. But they have little kids or they have businesses or work opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. And it became very difficult for them in Israel. I really hope that once things settle down, and of course they start settling down, and if things go well with this peace process, a lot of those people will return to Israel.
I watched with trepidation, and I don't want to use the word fear. I think trepidation is the right word, about how well somebody like Zoran Mamdani did in the New York mayoral elections. I got to tell you, I was absolutely horrified to finally understand that 37% of New York Jews voted for the man who has an explicitly anti-Israel agenda. Do you feel that there is a wedge developing between the most important Jewish community in the world, that of the American Jewish community, versus the Israeli Jewish community?
Yeah, so I want to say that those are two separate questions, because a Jew living in any other country besides Israel, when he votes, Israel is not the only issue that he should vote for, right? So if you're living in South Africa and you're voting in South Africa, I'm assuming your main priority is your quality of life in South Africa. And then if you have a representative here who you feel would do best for you in Joburg or wherever you are based, but they're also anti-Israel, then you have two beliefs or two belief systems clashing, and you have to make a decision. And I'm not sure that the way they treat Israel always, takes precedent over my quality of life in the country where I live. So that's on one thing. We're talking about the wedge between Israel and the Jews in the United States. There's definitely been a change over the past couple decades. Not only with the Jews in the United States, overall in the United States, it's the youth, right? We see a problem on campuses. I think a lot of the people that you're talking about, the Jews, are just young people. So it's the general rift that we see between the youngsters in the West and the values of Israel. And yeah, this is a problem. This is something that we face a lot, and us in the foreign ministry, we focus on it. And it's a big question how to reach out to Jews around the world, and especially to the youth around the world, who, with the world today, the left, woke, liberal values don't always understand Israel. And if I could say, I think this is just a huge disinformation campaign. I mean, sure, you can criticize Israel, and that's all fine. But if you view yourself as a Democrat, as a liberal, there's no way in the world you can support Hamas over Israel, right? Even if you criticize Israel as much as you want, at the end, the core values of Israel are your core values, and definitely not Hamas, Iran, Hezbollah, etc. So I think there's a big misunderstanding, and this is something that Israel definitely needs to look into, and we are, and work on it.
I think you're spot on. I think the cognitive dissonance is exactly what is making all of us so incredibly uncomfortable when you look at the fact that women and women's rights organizations and women international rape organizations deny the fact that rapes happened on the 7th of October. It just makes you feel as if you're living in a parallel universe.
No, I mean, you see these movements of queers for Palestine, right? Like,
Insanity.
this just
Insanity.
shows the deep misunderstanding of what Hamas is. And like I said, you can support the Palestinians, and that's completely fine. But if you're a supporter of the Palestinians and you want them to live freely and you want a life for the Palestinians, do you want that life to be under the Muslim Brotherhood, under the rule of Hamas or ISIS or Hezbollah or any of those organizations? No. And the fact that you are rooting for that, and this is a huge problem in South Africa as well, right? Supporting the Palestinians all of a sudden becomes support of Hamas or support of Iran. And this is where there's a huge misunderstanding and a very, very deeply disturbing thing that's emerging, right?
I guess what happened in Bondi ripped off the plaster off this Zion. I'm not anti-Jewish. I'm anti-Zionism. This was very clearly a Jewish event, no connection to Zionism whatsoever. I'm wondering what your perspective is on that distinction that the pro-Palestinian lobby has been trying to push for years and years and years. I'm not anti-Jewish, I'm just anti-Zionist.
Yeah, this is a debate that's going on all the time. And I would say, and this may not be very popular, but I would say that in theory, you can make that distinction, maybe. In reality, it's never made. Zionism is a part of Judaism, right? So it is deeply rooted in the Jewish faith, in the Jewish belief, in the Jewish people. I'm not a religious person, but part of my Judaism as a culture, as a tribe, as a people, involves Zionism. So it's very hard to distinction or to separate the two. Now, if you came and said to me, I oppose the state of Israel. This is not Zionism, right? This is opposing the state of Israel's actions or the way the state of Israel is operating. That I can get, I can understand. I might disagree with you, but we can understand. But when you oppose the concept of Zionism, the concept that Jews should have their own country, then it becomes anti-Semitism, because as I said, that is part of Judaism.
What message would you share with diaspora Jews who are feeling anxious or isolated after an attack such as the one we've just witnessed? And is there a role for Israel in this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're aware, 2 days ago we had at the embassy, we had a Hanukkah Christmas event. And we had about 60 to 70 people. Big majority of them were religious leaders. We had leaders from the Christian faith and the Baha'i and the Buddhists and Hindus and others. And this was a beautiful event. And I would argue that these people represent the majority. And I've been in South Africa for a few months now. I've met people, you know, from all across the board. I've not yet met one person who hates Israel. And that doesn't mean that they don't exist. What I'm trying to say is that the anti-Semites, the anti-Zionists, especially in South Africa, they're a minority, but they're a very noisy minority. The most of the people out there are friends, or, you know, at least supportive or optimistic, or probably some of them just don't care about the issue. So what I would say is, first, you have to be careful. I mean, we have to be careful. Unfortunately, we cannot avoid that. But on the other hand, I would not take acts like this as representing the majority. I would not start feeling like the world hates us. There are people in the world who hate us. Unfortunately, those numbers are growing, but I would still say that a big majority of the good people in the world do not hate us, and they're still friends with Israel. And that is something I have to keep believing and living with in order not to feel that isolation that you're talking about.
Ariel Steadman, the charge d'affaires of the Shagrirut Israel Bedrom Africa, the Israeli embassy in South Africa. Toda rabba lecha.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
And that brings us to...
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you, gam lecha. That brings us very nearly to 9 o'clock. We are going to pack up and we'll come back and do it again tomorrow. I guess all I want to say is thank you to Mkundi in studio who made this happen as smoothly as he did. We're getting better, Mkundi. Thank you to Senna for producing, getting better also. And thank you to you, who doesn't need to get better, for being with me this morning, for your input, for making the show what it was. I really, really value it. As I said, come back. We'll do it again. Same time, same place tomorrow.